The anti-gambling advocates say they don't have money to make noise for their cause through TV ads, so they organized the slot machine smashing to get their point across. Governor Cuomo, the state legislature, and potential casino operators say the ballot amendment allowing up to 7 new gambling resorts in New York will create jobs, lower property taxes, and help pay for education. David Blankenhorn with the Institute for American Values says the casinos also economically depress surrounding areas, create more problem gamblers, and become a regressive tax on those in society least able to afford it.
There's been a kind of misleading and a confusing set of arguments coming from the pro-casino side.
Blankenhorn says he's reviving a decades-old practice when politicians, instead of supporting slot machines, destroyed them. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.